Where shall I put this box, Grandad?
Well, I'm not sure, Kit. I never realised I had so much stuff. There are boxes everywhere. It all seemed to fit into my little house quite well, but here it looks like so much more.
Mum says it'll be fine once we unpack and put everything in the cupboards. I can bring in the shelves from my room if you need them.
That's very kind, Kit. I'm sure I'll be fine with what I have. I think some of my furniture is coming in the next load. And your mum has made the room very nice for me. It's going to be fun living with you all. Careful, Kit. I think that box is too heavy for you.
Ah, I dropped it. I think something got broken.
Oh, it was one of my egg cups. That's a shame. I do like a nice boiled egg.
I'm sorry, Grandad. We have egg cups you can use.
It's okay, Kit. I'm sure there'll be lots of things in these boxes that I don't need anymore. Oh, stand out of the way, Kit. More boxes are arriving. We're going to get trampled if we aren't careful.
I don't know where to be. It's very busy today.
Will we go for a walk? I think a bit of air would do us both good.
Can we look for a story, Grandad?
Of course, Kit. We can always look for a story. And I think this is a great time of year to find one. Pop on your coat and let's go for a walk. If this is going to be my home, I better get to know it a little bit better. You're the expert around here. Where would you recommend we go for our first walk?
Let's go down the lane.
Look at these beautiful hedgerows. They're so big and full of life. You're right, Kit. This is a lovely place for a walk. Oh, look. Those buds are almost ready to burst. This hedge will be full of beautiful green leaves before too long.
Look, Grandad, that bird has a stick in its mouth.
So it does. That crow is just like me. She's building a new home. She's making her nest.
She's very busy.
It takes lots of work to build a new nest, for birds and for us humans. Look down there, can you see? On that muddy patch there. We're not the only ones out for a walk. I can see little footprints.
They are tiny. It looks like a mouse track.
I wonder if the Talloon have been taking a spring walk. Do you remember the Talloon? The little land keepers who live with the Wenneth and all the animals and earth beings in the Cave of Stories.
Of course I do. Can we visit them? Please, Grandad, please.
Okay. Let's find them a little gift. We need to make an offering to the earth first, remember. I see a beautiful little patch of celandines over there. They're as yellow as the sun. One of them would make a nice spring gift.
I found a little feather, Grandad. Do you think they'd like that too?
I'm sure they would. Let's put them on that nice big stone over there.
Here, little Talloon. We have a lovely yellow flower and a feather for you to take to the earth.
That's perfect, Kit. It's a nice sunny spot here. The ground is still a bit damp, but we can sit on my coat. Now, are you ready to travel in your imagination?
Yes.
Then let's close your eyes and let's go to the Cave of Stories. We can do anything in our imaginations. Close your eyes and hold on tight. We're going to fly fast to the Cave of Stories. Up we go into the air. Feel how light you are. You float with the wind. You are a bird. Below us are streets and houses, rivers and trees, forests and valleys. There are lakes like silver coins and blankets of snow on sleeping mountains. The great ocean rolls out in front of us, calling us. Down we go, swift like an arrow, down into the depths of the sea. We are fish. We breathe easily. Our silver bodies move like light through the pure water. The current carries us quicker than time, and soon we burst out of the waves and float above the land. We are fireflies. Small and nimble. Let's fly into the cave. It's over there, in the cliff, under the roots of that old oak tree. In we go. Oh, it's busy in the cave today. Let's fly up to our little ledge where we can be out of the way and watch what's going on. The Talloon have their tiny brushes and mops out. In they're giving everything a good polish. Look, there's a Wennet coming in with a big bunch of flowers and Fox behind her. And there is Grove. He has a twig in his beak. He must be building a nest too. It looks like they're getting ready for something.
This basket, Owenneth?
The collecting basket. Can you put that over by the well? Thank you, Fox. Everything is looking lovely. Well done, everyone. It's perfect. I think we're ready for Hare when she arrives.
When is she coming?
Will she be here soon?
Oh, I can't wait to see Hare.
My dad said hares can run as fast as the wind in a storm.
Oh, I love that.
I bet I could run faster.
No, you couldn't.
She'll be here soon, I'm sure. Crow, would you fly up to the mouth of the cave and see if there are any signs of her?
Of course, Owenneth. I can see her on the horizon.
Woohoo, yay! I can see a little tiny speck.
She's coming closer. She's moving very fast. There is something on her back.
What is it, Crow?
I can't quite make it out. Oh, it's two little Talun. I think it's Scrog and Delph. Yes, it is. They are holding on to a yellow flower and a feather.
Oh, wonderful. Hare must have met them out collecting story gifts. Now we'll be able to welcome Hare with a spring story.
Here they come.
Collecting, carrying, delivering. Round and round we go. Find them, tell them, share them. Find them, tell them, share them. Yes, make stories for us all.
Hello, everyone. It's been a long time. You're all looking healthy, I'm glad to see. And good to see you, Owenneth. This cave of yours is always so welcoming. How are you?
We're all the better for seeing you, Hare. Some of our little Talun have been fit to pop with excitement.
Well, spring will do that to you. I found these two out collecting. They seem to have found some lovely gifts.
They have indeed. Those are beautiful gifts. Thank you, Scrog. Thank you, Delph. Would you take them over to the well? Shall we welcome Hare with a story?
Yay! Yippee! It's time for a story. Everyone to the great pool.
Gather around the well. It's time for a story.
Now, everyone, take a seat and get comfortable. Little Freyot and Drill, would you be ready with the story gifts?
Yes, Owenneth.
The world is full of gifts and treasures that pass between us like air passes from a tree to people and back again. We all need to give what is needed and receive what is needed, no more, no less. Hare, would you do the honour of saying a story blessing as I stir the water with the silver branch? Then we shall see what story appears.
I'd be honoured, Owenneth. We gather at the pool, the deep well of stories that connects us to the great source at the centre of the earth. This is where all the stories live. The stories of before, of now, and of next. The stories of places far away, and stories of places deep within. The stories of our great roots and our tall branches. The stories of our shadows and our golden light. These stories bind us and connect us. These stories belong to each and every one of us, for we are the earth, and the earth is us.
Little Talun, place the story gifts carefully into the water.
A spring flower and a feather
May this story last forever.
Look at the water, everyone. The story is appearing.
Once, many moons ago, in the days when there was wilderness that stretched to every horizon, and animals of all kinds moved freely across the land. In that time, before things became solid, before people forgot that magic is possible, the spring goddess Istra walked the land. She was, and some say still is, kind and protective of all things young and new. One snowy morning in late winter, Istra was out walking, her feet crunching through the icy snow. She noticed how bare the trees looked, wearing only morning mist and frost. Something on the ground under the trees caught her eye. Lying in the white snow was a little bird, brown as earth, with a little orange beak. Istra thought the bird was dead, but when she knelt down and picked her up, she discovered she still had a faint heartbeat. She took the bird home with her and placed it in a cozy bed by the fire. But the little thing was so weak that life was fading from its eyes. Istra placed a healing hand upon the bird, and with a soft and magical word, she changed the fragile little thing into a young hare. The creature's eyes were closed, the body limp, but the heartbeat was strong. As winter turned to spring, Istra tended and minded the hare as it slowly returned to life, growing more vital by the day. One warm spring morning, Istra took the hare out into the meadow. The day was spring equinox, a day of balance and beauty, when all around the earth, day and night are equal. It was the perfect day for the young hare to leave Istra's protection and live her own life in the beautiful wild. The goddess and the hare made their farewells, and with a great spring, the hare leapt into the long grass and disappeared. But a hare, who's once been a bird, is no ordinary hare, as soon she would discover. She could not fly anymore, but she could lay eggs. Beautiful, magical eggs that came in every colour of the rainbow. That afternoon, as Istra walked through the meadow under the tall trees with their fresh green leaves and dancing blossoms, she caught sight of something hiding in the roots of an old oak. It was an egg as red as a poppy. In the moss nearby was an egg the colour of the rising sun. And there, amongst the long grass, was an egg as yellow as a celandine in spring. Istra chuckled with joy as she followed the trail, gathering the magical eggs left by her friend. Hidden in the undergrowth, the hare's eyes sparkled as she moved stealthily about the land, leaving her gifts for Istra, each one a symbol of her gratitude for the care and nurturing of the spring goddess that gave her new life. The magical hare and all her descendants have been doing this around the spring equinox ever since. Thank you, Great Waters, for this story. Let's wrap it in a story treasure and prepare it to be delivered into the world. Talun, do you have a treasure?
We do, Awenith. Little Talun, do you have the treasure?
I have this stick, Awenith. It's from the blackthorn tree.
That's just the right thing, Freyr. Pass the treasure to me and we will bind the story and the treasure together.
Travel far, travel free, find a home with a soul who knows that a story told is a story that grows.
They are bonded. Thank you, everyone. The story treasure is ready. Talun, it's time to deliver the story. Which way will you go today?
We will travel the tunnel that leads to the old holly tree, Ywenneth.
Good choice as always, Delph. Travel well, dear ones. May the energy of spring be with you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
How far is it, Scrog?
Can I carry the treasure?
Let's go.
That tunnel over there.
Are there any more snacks?
It's time for us to go too, Kit. Look, Ywenneth is waving to us. Let's fly down and land in her hand.
Thank you for joining us, little visitors. I hope you enjoyed the story. It is time for you to go home. I cup you in my hands and magic you back to where you began. Find yourselves back at your sunny bank among the yellow celandines. Feel your body strong and safe upon the earth. You are back in your human form. Travel well, my dear ones. May Gaia's blessings be upon you.
Grandad, Grandad, open your eyes. We're back. I love that story. Can hares actually lay eggs?
I'm not sure, Kit, but I've certainly found a few eggs in my time. Sometimes I even found chocolate ones.
Me too.
In fact, a nice cup of tea and a chalky biscuit wouldn't go amiss right now. Or maybe even a boiled egg and toast. Will we head back to the house and see if it looks like a nest of boxes?
Goodbye, Celandines. Grandad?
Yes, Kit?
I'm really glad you've come to live with us.
Ah, Kit. Thank you. I'm really glad I've come to live with you too.
What's that over there? Look, Grandad. A little stone, shaped like an egg.
I think that's a story treasure. The Talun must have left it for us.
It feels like an egg too. Let's take it home and decorate it. I'm going to paint it like a rainbow.
Now our nest has an egg.
It's perfect, Grandad.
Perfect, Kit.
Story, story held within. Travel far, travel free. Find your home with a soul who knows the story.
Story, story held within, travel far, travel free, find a home with a soul who knows that a story told is a story that grows.